Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Yes, it is. Greeny with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Our ESPN betting analyst, Joe Fortenbaugh, live in a minute on the Goodyear hotline. But I was just thinking about this. You know, Nuno is frustrated, angry, surly, and I get it. His team stinks. He's a Giant fan. They're awful. They have no chance against the Rams this week. I mean, you're playing the Rams, who might have the best defense in the NFL, and you got nobody healthy. And we're having a conversation about how they shouldn't play their quarterback if he is cleared to play. So that's where you are as a Giant fan. You got Hembo over here, who's cranky because the Eagles lose on national TV last night, and the coach is setting the quarterback up to fail, and their season is sort of descending into nonsense, and he's aggravated, and he's just naturally kind of inclined to be that way because he's an Eagle fan. I'm a Jet fan. Nuff said. And then we got Bubba. You know, the four characters on this show. Bubba's just living it up. He's wearing the same Dak Prescott jersey every day now. It's got to be like 30 consecutive days. You're riding into a game this weekend against the Patriots of all teams. No one thinks they have a chance against you. What's it like to be Bubba right now?
Feeling pretty good, Greeny. Feeling pretty good. Yeah, we're going into the game here. Favorites, Foxborough. And
Are you going to the game?
No.
Why not?
I don't have time for that. No need.
Too busy?
Yeah.
What's on the schedule for Sunday?
You don't even want to know. So many things.
Are you working or no?
I am working, yeah.
Is that the reason you can't go? Can we get that changed? Would you like to go?
Not particularly.
Oh, okay. Because if you wanted to go, I would like to send you to that game. I want you in Gillette Stadium wearing a Dak Prescott jersey.
Well, I appreciate it.
With the guest of your choice. And I would just like to see what ensues. I have an experience of similar nature there from many years ago, and it's not that pleasant.
I'm sure. I'm sure it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe next time.
Well, they're close by.
Right. Yeah. Well, either way.
When does Dallas come here to play the Giants? When is that game? Whenever that game is, let's send Bubba to that. Play's going to be half Cowboy fans anyway. You'll outnumber the Giant fans at that game.
December 19th.
December 19th. Let's send Bubba to that game.
Bubba, if you don't mind me asking, since you are working in a fairly enclosed room with some of my colleagues,
sure.
Have you watched that thing yet by chance?
No, you can't watch
it. Why would I have watched? What kind of question is that?
That's a terrible question.
Did they lose?
No, I thought the answer was going to be no, but I sort of feel badly for my friend Nuno.
No, he's got to keep wearing it. You wash all the mojo out of it. You can't wash it. Wearing it and the funk of it is part of the secret sauce.
Does the control room become untenable? It becomes too.
That's not his problem. The Cowboys might win the Super Bowl. That's much more important than the untenable
nature
of the
control
room.
If the Cowboys went all the way to the Super Bowl, we might lose.
Let's bring Joe Fortenbaugh into this conversation. He's ESPN's betting analyst, and he's the best. And he's with us on the Goodyear Hotline, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear more driven. And I will just ask you this, Joe, because you're a man, you live your entire life in this gambling, in the data, in the stats, and all of that stuff. But do you agree with me that if Bubba, A, doesn't wear the jersey one day, or B, washes the jersey, that the Cowboys will unquestionably lose that weekend? Do you agree with that?
You know, Daniel Kahneman and those who have studied logic and reason and rationale and how we go about with our thought process would probably tell you there's no way that those two are correlated. But a long time ago, I remember I was a very stressed out individual with a lot of my friends in the Northeast. We had bet on the Chargers in a game against the Giants. We were all on the Chargers somehow, laying like 7, and it's going south. It's snowing. The Chargers are playing terrible. This is back in the LT era. And I go outside to have a cigarette, the rare cigarette, just because I'm so frustrated with everything. I don't advocate it. It's not healthy, but it gives you some, it paints the picture. I get outside, and when I go outside, immediately the Chargers score a touchdown, at which point everyone else gambling on this game insisted that I stay outside because of the mojo. And keep in mind, this is the Northeast in December. It was probably about 20 degrees and snowing, and yet I stood out there like a fool, staring through the barroom window trying to watch the game because, God forbid, I have an effect on the outcome.
So and?
I'll tell you, there's,
well,
the Chargers ended up blowing. I stood outside like an idiot, and we still didn't make any money.
Well, but at least that wasn't your fault. Like, that's the thing. At least it wasn't
looking
your responsibility. I mean, we can never prove the counterfactual, but there's no question that if you had gone back inside, they would have lost. All right, let's run through some of the stuff here. Ravens have won 4 straight. Since they lost week one, Chargers are 4-1, coming off an unbelievable win against Cleveland last week. What is the action like in Vegas for this terrific game?
Charger money. It's been Charger money. The Ravens opened up as a 3-point favorite. It's now down to 2.5. That happened yesterday. It's going to be a public and a professional side. So you want to get the 3, obviously. We've discussed this before, how important it is. If you're jumping in on the 2.5, you're not getting the best of it. If you like the Chargers, I would just advocate you go ahead and play the money line at this point, somewhere around plus 125, plus 130. I like the Chargers in this spot. We've seen a lot from them. Analytically, Brandon Staley's at the top of the heap with his decision-making. You've got to love that. Justin Herbert's coming into his own. The team can play defense. What stands out to me about the Ravens is twofold. Number one, they're operating on a short week off that Monday night win. And number two, Greeny, this team is a handful of plays away from being 1-4. Mm-hmm. All right, if Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't fumble that ball in week two, they lose to the Chiefs. If Justin Tucker doesn't convert an NFL record 66-yard field goal at the buzzer in Detroit, they lose to the Lions. And if the Colts don't blow a 19-point lead with 16 minutes to play on Monday night, they lose to the Colts and they're sitting 1-4. What would we think about this team then? What would the point spread be then? I would play the Chargers. I like them to win this game.
All right, I like that pick. And next, you got the Cardinals, who were the last unbeaten team. They're going to Cleveland. We've seen the Browns, all that stuff. I continue to be a believer in the Browns. Will the 72 Dolphins be popping champagne at the end of this game?
I believe so. Arizona's been a great story. They're 5-0 this season, but I think this is where it comes to an end. The game opened 3. Cleveland was laying the standard 3 at home here, and it went up to 3.5 late in the week. That's a significant move. I know it's only half a point, but again, it's off the key number of 3, which is very, very telling. Money coming in on the Browns. Arizona's dealing with a COVID issue right now. Chandler Jones doesn't look like he's going to play in this game, which hurts the pass rush. And look at the spot for Arizona. You're 5-0, you're living life. You just won back-to-back games against your division, the Rams and the Niners. Now you're traveling across the country to play a non-conference opponent in the Cleveland Browns. That's a really tough spot. For the Browns, it's the exact opposite. They're off a loss in a marquee game against the Chargers. Kevin Stefanski, in his history as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, is 6-0 when coming off a loss. I would play Cleveland here.
Joe Fortenbaugh with us here with the gambling insight for any of you who are so inclined. Hembo had a trivia question on TV with us earlier this week. The Cowboys are the only team that are unbeaten against the spread this year. They are perfect against the spread. The only team that is perfect against the spread this week. They're going to New England this weekend. How do we see it?
This could be a trap. I hate to say it to Bubba, but it could be a trap here. Let's go through something that's called the look-ahead line, all right? There's something here in Vegas where you can get a point spread on these games a week in advance. For example, a couple days ago on Wednesday, you can get the point spreads for all of the week 7 games, right? A week in advance. It's interesting to take those numbers and then compare them Sunday night to the new point spreads that come out to see where the overreactions align, right? Sometimes you'll get the same spread, but sometimes there will be a dramatic move. This game had a dramatic move. On the look-ahead line, Dallas was a 1-point favorite. So the Cowboys hammered the Giants. No big surprise there. The Giants have really struggled this year. Sorry, Nuno, but I'm an Eagles fan. I'm right there in misery with you. On the flip side, the Patriots go to Houston and almost blow it against the Texans. So the point spread comes back out, and instead of Dallas minus 1, it's Dallas minus 4. It went all the way through the key number of 3. I think that's a big overreaction there, big, to move all the way through the key number of 3. And since then, it's been Patriot money, moving from 4 down to 3.5. So I would say, I would just exercise some caution here. Dallas has been fantastic on offense. The defense has been improved, but I'd be very careful. This feels like one of the trap games of the week.
Okay, I like it. Joe Fortenbaugh, let's run through a few more quickly. What is your single favorite NFL bet of the weekend?
Packers, Bears, under 44 points. Congratulations to Justin Fields and the Bears for winning last week against the Raiders, but that doesn't change the fact that you still rank 30th in the NFL in scoring and dead last in yards per play. You don't do a whole lot on offense as a team. The Bears' defense, however, has stepped it up since that week one annihilation at the hands of the Rams. They're giving up just 16 points per game. I think this is going to be a tight one. I'd go under 44 points, Packers, Bears.
Yeah, Bears, actually, the under is 4-1 in their games this year. College, quickly, you got 2 unbeatens. Kentucky against Georgia. Georgia's, in most people's estimation, the best team in the country. Does Kentucky have a chance?
I don't believe so, but I wouldn't play the side here. I would look to the total again. I would play an under at 44.5. We know that Georgia's only giving up 5.5 points per game this year. That's number one in the country. But Kentucky is 6-0 based on their defense as well. 11th in the country in scoring D, 11th in the country in opponent yards per play. I think offensively, they're going to struggle to move the ball. I don't know if Georgia covers the 22, which is a monster number, but I do like it to go under 44.5.
All right, and then one more for you here. We got the ALCS getting underway tonight. It'll be on ESPN Radio. Red Sox Astros, is there a play here?
I bet it yesterday when it came out at 8. I played the over. It's now 8.5. I think you can put a little bit on that as well. Chris Sale, all name recognition at this point. Still good, but not nearly elite to the point that we've seen in the past. He got shelled in his last outing against Tampa. I don't know how much you can trust him against this Houston lineup, especially knowing that Houston mashes left-handed pitching. Same thing on the other side. Boston is a very good team when it comes to hitting left-handed pitching. Framber Valdez is going to go for Houston. He's been solid this season, but his ERA jumped from around 3.1 on the year up towards 3.9 in the final month of the season. I think both offenses come alive. I'd play the Astros to win the series. I do believe they advance. I don't think Boston has the pitching to shut down that lineup 4 times in 7 games. And I do believe this game goes over 8.5 runs tonight in game one.
Okay. Outstanding work. The over was 6-2 in the 2 ALDS series. Joe, I really enjoy this every single week. Thank you, my friend.
Greeny, enjoy the bye week. Congratulations. The Jets can't lose.
That's exactly right. It's the best week of the season. Quick, I have breaking news. Shefty tweeted 2 minutes ago, the Eagles are sending 3-time Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz to the Cardinals. They get back a corner and a pick, a fifth-round draft pick. So Zach Ertz, here's the headline. Hembo, again, my resident Eagle fan. Zach Ertz traded to the Cardinals from Philadelphia. They've been speculated they were going to trade him, right? So this isn't a huge surprise. How do you feel?
It's the end of an era. Zach Ertz is one of the best Eagles in recent years. He's, you know, second all-time in franchise history in catches for the organization. But this is coming. Like, this has been coming for a while. Most of us were surprised that the Eagles did not trade him in the offseason. The Eagles have Dallas Goedert as their tight end one now. And in Arizona, the undefeated Cardinals now will plug him into their tight end one position. And that's a team that's only completed 16 passes to tight ends this season. So not that they have many holes right now, but he does occupy something of an area of need for them. But obviously, as an Eagles fan, it'll be sad to see him go because he's one of the best in recent years.
He caught a touchdown last night. Hurts to Ertz was a touchdown last night, but that was his swan song. He gets traded today to Arizona. Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Don't miss Nuno's Notes with a brand new open next on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
All right, very quickly, before we do Nuno's Notes, the question of the day is, does baseball need to do something about how long these games are taking? We read you a tweet earlier from noted play-by-play man Howie Rose, who made reference to it. No one loves baseball more than Howie does, made reference to how long these games are going. And I think that we have license to get into this conversation because we do not just talk about baseball when there's a problem. We do baseball on the show every single day. It's why Hembo, the primary reason why Hembo is here. And so I feel very comfortable saying we can tread into this water. And I think the idea of limiting the number of pitchers that a team can use in a game is a good idea for a number of reasons. One of them is that it would pick up the pace of everything. It would pick up the time of the game, just less time spent changing pitchers. But to me, the other reason is one of the things we've lost is the great drama of watching the starter go deep into a game. They almost never do it. And if you were limited in the number of pitches or number of pitchers you could use, I have to believe you would see the starters go far deeper into games more often, which will also contribute to more offense. Because when these guys get to see the pitcher the third time through, they're going to have the advantage. It's the reason they're taking these pitchers out in the first place. So let's not allow them to. So what is the right number? Is it four pitchers in a regular nine-inning game? And then maybe you add one for every additional inning that is played. Does that seem like the right number?
Five was the number that I had in my head, but something like that feels right to me. What you want to avoid, I agree with you, what you want to avoid is the Brewers, for example, have Corbin Burnes this year. He led the National League in ERA. He won the ERA title, and they pulled him after 80-some pitches and six innings in his start in the playoffs. You want that to almost not be an option. You want the option to be, my starter going through the order for the third time is a better option than bringing in a reliever. And now there are 10 guys right now in my organization for whom that is a better option. So four or five, I think, is the right number. Then how do you deal with the issue with extra innings? How do you deal with the issue of potential injury? There's a lot. It's sort of a quagmire once you open up the can.
Right. So I don't think it's an issue with extra innings. Extra innings is easy. For every extra inning, you add one more pitcher.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
If you had four, now you have five. And then if it gets to the 11th, you have six, or however you want to do it. So that part is easier to solve to me. The part about injury is a little more complicated because you will have faking injury. Obviously, you're not going to ask a pitcher to stay out there, but you will fake it. If a guy just doesn't have it or whatever it is, he'll grab his arm. So do you have to have some sort of rule where if a pitcher takes himself out of a game and we substitute, we allow them to not count that as one of their pitchers, that he has to miss a start or sit a certain number of games?
So if you get removed against this rule, you can't pitch for an X number of days afterwards.
Something like that.
That's interesting, too.
I mean, these are just the things that we would have to do if we get to that. But I think the problem has risen to that level.
No doubt.
As I said, if we've lost Howie, we've got a real problem.
Everyone who loves baseball, we don't want less baseball. We want better baseball. The game last night was 3.5 hours, and the average time of game for the postseason this year went down.
Right. I mean, that was a crisp 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And that's not this game should take less time than football. It should take less time to play a baseball game than it does to play a football game. That should be the goal. That's one way to do it. Okay, now we have a big moment. Bubba, I gave you so we've enjoyed Nuno's notes. Nuno is our producer. He's cranky. He's opinionated. He's all of that. And he puts in the Google Doc every single day these notes on all of these games. And I enjoy reading them. And I said to Bubba, we need an open. And 3 weeks later, we have an open. So a lot of time, energy, and effort obviously was spent on this open. In fact, I want to have enough time to do this justice. Let me pause. You have to come back to hear this open. We'll do Who You Got, which always finishes up our Fridays, coming up in a minute. But before we do that, we will do Nuno's Notes, which will feature an open presented by Bubba, which I am dying to hear. That's coming up next as we continue live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 with Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. A couple of little notes of interest. Field Yates tweeted, and I guess there were some people asking, Zach Ertz, who has been traded today to Arizona, is not eligible to play this weekend because he played last night. I'm sure there were some people, he actually phrased it as, because some are asking. That would really be something. It's not allowed. It's not permissible.
It happens in baseball, though.
Guys will play in the same day.
Same day, right? For different teams, yeah.
Yeah, but it does not happen here, so he's not eligible to play. And then the other thing, Nuno, 1 minute ago, Ralph Vacchiano, who covers the Giants, tweeted, Joe Judge says, quote, it appears Daniel Jones is on track to start on Sunday. So I know that's something we're all a little worried about after seeing him wobbly the way he was last week. We'll wait and see what they wind up doing. All right, in 30 seconds, the eagerly anticipated open for Nuno's notes. First, I'll tell you this from Bank of America. It's playoff time in baseball. You're ready to go all out. You ordered the essentials to make game day a success, a jersey, a power recliner, and a big screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping rewards you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation. All right, again, Nuno's notes, his thoughts in our Google Doc every single day. I enjoy reading them from time to time on the show. We told Bubba we needed an open. Took an awful long time. Here it comes. This is Nuno's notes. Nuno is a unique personality.
There's just that je ne sais quoi.
He puts notes on all of the games into the Google Doc for me, and I like it. I just enjoy it.
Nuno's notes.
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. I like it. I think that's well done. I think it's nice, and it's not too long. Like, you know what? Here's the beauty of that one, Bubba. When it leaves you wanting more, like, I'd like more Nuno in it. Let's take that. That one's a good start. But let's take that one back to the lab, and let's put a little more. I would like more Nuno in the open.
We need a not much in there somewhere, right?
We need a not much. We just need a little more. We need Nuno being Nuno.
All right, yeah.
I mean, I know what he was thinking.
The concern is you don't
want to
make
it
too long. Exactly. Yeah, so that's fine. Hey, we want to start short, and we can get longer.
But I think we want to hear more. Like, I it left me wanting more. Nuno is a unique personality.
There's just that je ne sais quoi.
He puts notes. When did you say that? When did you say je ne sais quoi? I don't have any recollection of that. Did you say that?
That was from Will's show.
You said that on the Will Cain show.
Yeah,
there's a lot of drops from that show about me and the things I've said.
Are there any of them immediately handy, Bubba?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty.
Well, let me hear. I'd like to just hear a smattering of Nuno drops, if those are available. Again, it was Will Cain who first pointed out that Nuno facially resembles Kim Jong-un, not politically or anything like that, but does facially resemble Kim Jong-un. And I find Nuno so entertaining that, Bubba, you let me know. Are those going to be easily findable?
Yep.
Let's hear a little.
I'm anti-Canada.
You're anti-Canada? You said that on the air?
I did.
Why are you anti-Canada?
I don't remember.
What else?
I was Jesus. So I played Jesus in a fourth grade play.
Oh.
So
you cut that off.
Yes.
That's an unfortunate edit there, Bubba. That was really unfair. You make it sound like he's suggesting he was Jesus when in fact he merely played the role. There's nothing at all inappropriate about that. What else you got?
You know, you were hobsnobbing, is that what it was?
You were what? Play that again.
You were hobsnobbing, is that what it was?
Hobsnobbing?
Yeah, hobsnobbing.
What?
Obviously, I said it wrong.
What is that? What word are you looking for? Were you looking for hobnobbing?
Correct. Yes. That's what he's trying to say. And he said hobsnobbing.
Well, I almost like that better. actually, because there is an air of snobbery sort of attached to the whole hobnobbing concept. So what I think you did there was in a moment of genius, actually put the two words together. So I actually like that.
Cut right through it.
You got one more or no?
Oh, yeah, this one.
2011.
What, 2011-teen?
Yep.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
No. He's a unique man. So I fear now that none of his notes are going to rise to the level of how funny any of that is. But these are some of the notes. So let's start with Rams Giants. He wrote, don't start Daniel Jones even if he's cleared. Don't know what the over-under is on Aaron Donald sacks, but take the over. So that's Nuno being a Giant fan. Chargers Ravens, he actually just gave us an interesting thought. He wrote, whichever quarterback wins this game will win the MVP, which is interesting because neither of those two quarterbacks are at the top of the list right now in Vegas. Josh Allen has replaced Kyler Murray as the favorite, but the top four favorites for MVP right now in Vegas are Josh Allen, then Kyler Murray, and then Brady and Prescott together, Brady and Dak, then Justin Herbert, then Lamar Jackson. But it is a good thought. Whichever quarterback wins this game will win the MVP. So that's a good note from Nuno. Cowboys Patriots, he writes, imagine the Pats and more importantly, Bill Belichick facing a must-win game on October 17th. This will also be the last year Pats fans are patient with Billy Boy and his team. Billy Boy, says Nuno. I like it. And then one more. Seahawks Steelers, he writes, Geno versus Big Ben. While normally this would be a mismatch, not sure it is anymore. So the wisdom of Nuno. Let me hear one more drop to sort of tidy it all up.
Every woman wants me.
Shirtless in Stanford, right?
Nuno? What was the genesis of that remark, Nuno? I'm just curious.
I think I was making fun of someone else, and you know how things are around here, where they'll just cut out that part and just misrepresent what you're saying. Yes. Every woman wants me. So I think that's what happened.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's not a misrepresentation.
I'm in favor. Well, it's a misrepresentation if he was saying that as though he was saying it for another person. Like he would be saying, oh, I hate, who's a really handsome, I don't know, like Jimmy Garoppolo. I hate that guy so much. Every woman wants me. And if he said those words, and Bubba then cut it so it sounds like Nuno was saying everyone wants him, it is a misrepresentation. He spoke the words, but you're taking them so out of context. Like when you play the Jesus one again, because that's so out of context. Do you have that? Go ahead.
I was Jesus.
See, when you just play I was Jesus, and the full sentence is that he played Jesus in a play in fourth grade, That is misrepresentation. I actually think it's actionable. I think you should consider taking some sort of legal action against Bubba. And many may not know this, but Bubba in his previous career before radio was a brilliant trial attorney. So going up against him in a trial, that would be fascinating. You could get
good
a
luck.
Good lawyer and go up against Bubba in a court of law. It'd be fascinating to watch. It'd be like watching Herbert and Lamar going at it this weekend to see those two going at it. All right, very well done. That's Nuno's notes and the open. One thing left to do.
Life is a series of choices.
Who you got?
Make a decision.
Say it! Say it!
All right. I'll say it. Who you got?
All right, Bubba, take center stage. We finish up every Friday with who you got. Take it away, my friend.
All right, who you got brought to you by Grainger. We'll start with the picks, and you are 14-11-1, still above 500, looking good. And we'll start with the most important game, of course, Cowboys-Patriots. Dallas, as we've talked about, undefeated against the spread, but they're also 0-5 against Bill Belichick. And this game, it's Dallas -3. Who you got?
See, I don't want to go against Fortinball. So Joe Fortinball, our gambling analyst, our betting analyst, came on at the beginning of this hour and told us he likes the Patriots with the points. That game has bet up on overreactions. Anything on the public lean here? Is everyone betting Dallas?
Yes, I can push you in that direction because 85% of money so far is on Dallas.
All right, so I'm going to take New England. I can't go against both of those things. If you're asking me in my heart, which is what I normally, which is what the last thing you should bet with is
right.
Like your gut, because mm-hmm. My gut is always wrong. My gut says Dallas will win this game handily. But between Fortinball and the public lean, the official pick is going to be Patriots +3.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
And that one scares me to death. What's next?
Raiders, Broncos, both teams here. They've lost two in a row, and it's Denver minus 3.5. Who you got here?
I don't have any real sense of how all of what has happened with the Raiders is going to affect them. I could see it going one of two ways, or either of both obvious ways. Ryan Clark was on Get Up this morning saying he thinks the Raiders and their leaders have a chance to really rally together after what has happened there. Sam Acho was on the other side, said the damage here and the psychological impact is so deep that this will destroy them. Neither one of them obviously is wrong, and neither one of them knows. I don't know either. My gut feeling is not good. My gut feeling is to sort of lean towards Denver here. I've been very unimpressed with Denver, but is there any public lean on this?
About two-thirds of the public is on Denver in this game.
Is two-thirds enough? Like, is that enough to push me in the other direction?
Maybe if you're right on the fence, but not all the way.
3.5 is a lot, though. I mean, 3.5 means you could cover with a field goal.
Mm-hmm. Little backdoor.
Like, Denver could win 24-21, and I could still win. What do you think? How do you feel about this game?
I favor Vegas with that line. 3.5, the 3.5 inflection points, that's the key for me,
okay,
too.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take the Raiders plus 3.5.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Another one that scares me to death. Bubba, you're 2-for-2 on that. What's next?
All right, Cardinals-Browns. Cardinals are undefeated, and this one, it's Cleveland minus 3.5. Who you got here?
Anything on the public on this?
The public loves Cleveland in this game. Right now, it's at 91%.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, because that's where I was going. I love Cleveland in this game. All right, I have to go against my gut. My gut is always wrong. I have to be the opposite George. Whatever my gut tells me, I must do the opposite, especially if 91% of the people are betting on Cleveland. Mm-hmm. 91% of the people are only right 9% of the time. I've not been a buyer on Arizona all year long. I'm going to take them. 3.5 is a good number. I'm one of the official pick is Arizona plus 3.5.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
I'm scared to death of all of my picks so far. Bubba,
all
what's
right,
next?
That's 3++.
Yes, I'm
all
taking
right.
points like crazy this
I
week.
I like it. Chargers Ravens up next. It's a 4-1 team versus a 4-1 team. Should be a good game. And it's Baltimore minus 2.5. Who you got here?
2.5. And that's at Baltimore. What is the anything on the public?
The public likes likes the Chargers in this game, but not by a ton.
Okay.
Not enough to sway you.
Then I'm finally going to go with my gut. I like the Chargers in this game, too. I just think they're the better team. Ravens are also on a short week here. I think both these teams are good. Both the quarterbacks are obviously special. But I will take the Chargers. No, I'm taking points again. The Ravens are favored. I'm taking points again. Chargers plus 2.5.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Wow, I've got no favorites so
far
this week.
4-4, taking the points. All right, can we make it 5-5 last game? Chiefs-Washington, and maybe the biggest surprise game because it's 2-3 versus 2-3. I don't think anyone saw that coming. But this game's Kansas City minus 6.5. Who you got here?
I assume everyone on the planet is betting on Kansas City?
90%.
I mean,
it's a bad number, too.
It's a bad number. If Washington wins this game, or if this is a field goal game, I will be so surprised. Like, I actually thought the line on this game might have been like 8.
It does smell, doesn't it? That game smells.
It smells.
This line smells. That line should be 10, right?
It should be 10.
That line should be 10.
They're begging you to bet on Kansas City.
Begging you.
All right, what the hell? I will round out the what is it, a quintilla? What is a quinella? What is 5?
Quintuple?
Maybe it's a quintuple. One way or the other. I'm taking points in all of my games. The official pick,
wow.
Washington plus 6.5.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Let the record show I hate all my picks.
All right.
I hate my picks this week, but they're gonna win.
It was agonizing.
Is it gonna be really good or really bad, I think? I don't know.
Meantime, the most fun of who you got is that he's got a bunch of other questions. What do you have?
All right, and yesterday was National Dessert Day. I'm sure everyone was aware. So who you got as your favorite dessert?
Ooh, I love that. I love this question. I want every member of the hashtag crew in on this. I don't love chocolate as much as many. Like, I love the first bite of something chocolate. I usually tire of it quickly. I like a really, really good fruit pie with, like, warmed up with, like, a little vanilla ice cream. So give me an apple pie a la mode, blueberry pie a la mode. I like a pecan pie. That's what I'm going to go with. The official Greeny pick for my favorite dessert will be a really, really good pecan pie warm with the vanilla ice cream. Hembo, what's your favorite dessert?
I don't eat sweets. Are you kidding?
Nothing?
I don't eat sweets.
You don't. After a good meal, you will not have any dessert at all.
Never have a sweet tooth. My wife eats ice cream every day, but I never partake.
It's true. He doesn't. He's so ridiculous. Boring. With all of that. Bubba, what's your favorite dessert?
I'm going to go with two answers. If I had to pick something I would eat every day, it would be a chocolate chip cookie. But if I can just do one thing, it would be cheesecake.
Okay, I like that. A good cheesecake.
What a good nuanced answer.
Is a delight.
You can't have cheesecake every day.
Nuno, you seem like a dessert man.
I was going to say, as a former fat kid, you know, 9-10 months ago, cheesecake.
How much weight have you lost?
I'm down 90 pounds.
Whoa. 90 pounds.
Attaboy.
Attaboy. I love it.
Some cheesecake.
All right, next. Bubba, what else?
Yeah, 53 years ago yesterday, the Jackson 5 made their national TV debut on ABC's Hollywood Palace. Who you got as their favorite or is your favorite Jackson 5 song?
Okay, that's an easy one. So I want you back. If you asked me to pick my five favorite rock and roll songs of all time, I would put I Want You Back among them. Michael Jackson sang that song when he was nine. He was nine.
That's insane.
It is his vocal performance in that is so ridiculous. I love that song. I listen to it to this day. It's on a million playlists that
great
I put
song.
Together. I love that song. That's an easy one. I Want You Back is my favorite Jackson 5 song. All right, one more.
All right, one more. 15 years ago tomorrow, CBGB shut its doors for the final time. Mm. It's, of course, the famous club in Manhattan where the Ramones, Blondie, Talking Heads, and many more perform there. And if I remember correctly, you've seen some shows there. So who you got as the best concert you ever saw there? 1 minute.
I grew up a 5 minute walk from CBGB. I grew up on Bleecker Street in LaGuardia Place. CBGB's on the Bowery, just basically right at Bleecker. The Ramones are the best. The best. I saw the Ramones in concert probably in my life, probably 20, 25 times. There is no question to which the answer is not the Ramones live in concert. Bubba, the sponsor.
Who You Got brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
It's well done with Who You Got. It's well done all week long. Here, this was a lot of fun. Again, Zach Ertz traded today, so that's a big deal to Arizona. He won't be able to play, although I need him, against Cleveland because I hate all of my picks. I picked against myself, but that's when you're always wrong, then that's the way to go. We'll see how they do. Enjoy the weekend. See you Monday. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.